Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
In Cam Guthrie. Cam Kingy in the K-Rock Hub, along with Benny Cass and Neildy. Well done on the win tonight. Just some nervous moments in the last quarter as maybe some tired legs set in.
Hello, boys. Yeah, a little bit, mate. I did a little bit of media before you guys, and I kind of said that I think we kind of could have put them away a little bit earlier. And by saying that, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the Kangaroos at all, but I thought we missed a few chances going forward that we might usually take. So, it took a little bit longer.
Surely Mitch Duncan gets called out for absolutely burning Sammy Simpson in the goal square.
I didn't get a great view of that one, mate. I'll leave that.
I reckon that might come up in the review just for a laugh for the boys, because we think Mitch might have on the way have gone, I've got Sammy. I'm trying to get it to him, but the kick just had too much carry on it and went left. But you got the job done. Talk to us about preparing for a game off 4 days. It's the first time you've had a 4 day break between matches and had to travel across the country as well. Can you take us through what it was like for you and, I suppose, making sure you've got the body ready to go again for another 100 minutes of footy?
Yeah, definitely, mate. It didn't involve a lot of training, I'll tell you that much. We kind of usually have a few sessions during the week, a skills session and the main session, but you basically don't have time for that. So throwing a full kind of day of flying with the time difference and I guess the in-flight time, you miss a fair bit. And then yesterday kind of just jumped into a light kind of captain's run, as we call it, some skills and plenty of recovery throughout. We've been looked after well by a few recovery centres on the Gold Coast. So it's a little bit about managing your bodies, but also about managing the team. I think we brought 5 fresh guys in this week. So I think you'll continue to see a bit of that. And it's an interesting challenge. I'm enjoying it. Hopefully I can keep playing through and we can keep winning games.
Cam, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Did I see vision of the boys at some sort of spa arrangement?
Some sort of what, sorry, mate?
Some sort of spa arrangement? I thought I saw Big Sav getting his nails done or something.
Nah. A few boys in the massage chairs, I think you might have seen. That was pretty sick. But, I guess we have to try everything. 4 days is not done very often, if ever. So we're definitely not going to die wondering with that kind of thing.
We've only got another 4 before you play again. So your brother, great to have him in the team. And, you know, he joined the club of the players who kicked their first goal when they're not trying to kick their first goal. It was unbelievable.
it was good, mate. Yeah, no, it's pretty special playing with Zach. Definitely a highlight of my career so far. He's kind of bided his time at VFL level and this year, I guess, practice game level, if you want to call it that. But all the guys that came in tonight did a really good job. And I think our depth is going to be super important.
What about you? You're arguably in career best form, or at least most consistent of your career. You're great against the Eagles again tonight. You've had 29, 6 clearances, which was a team high, 3 tackles, and 7 inside 50s, which was also a team high. What do you put your form down to and your consistency of form?
It's a great question. I'm not too sure, mate. I'm just trying to go out and do my best for the team every week. I think I've got a few opportunities this year through injury and Pat spending a bit more time forward, which kind of frees up a little bit of ball to be won, I guess you could say. It's just a combination of being on a list for 10 years and learning as I kind of go, and the body feeling really good as well. So, mate, hopefully I can just keep contributing and, we'll keep winning the next few games and look ahead to finals.
171st game for you tonight. I don't want to go back 1 week, but you took a screamer last week and then got run down from behind. That was 2 highlights in one there for you, but the mark was a cracker.
Yeah, I don't get up there too often, so it was nice for that one to stick. I wish I could have that play on back. That was pretty important time of the game, and I'm still kicking myself. But hopefully I can do it again soon. We'll see.
Are you missing golf?
Mate, hopefully I can get out tomorrow. It's been a while. We definitely have some downtime now that we're kind of on the Gold Coast and a little bit more settled. So a few of the guys will get out and do their thing. That kind of 2 weeks in quarantine in Perth, we were kind of pulling our hair out a little bit. But, mate, we're grateful to have the opportunity at the same time. I know a lot of people in Victoria are doing it really tough. So, well, me personally, I'm really grateful that I get the chance to be up here and go out and represent the Cats.
Speaking with Cat star Cam Guthrie, thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Here's Mark Neild.
Cam, congratulations on the win. Also, your own form. I'm a bit with Benny. It was just great to watch you and the likes of, say, Sam Menegola. When the game needed to be won tonight, often in the past, Geelong followers, you know, you looked for the name of a Selwood or a Dangerfield or a Duncan. But nowadays, at least over the last month, it's like yourself and Sam leading the charge. So really well done there. You did say one thing that really pricked my interest. You said that you felt that you could have, in a respectful manner, that you felt you could have put away North Melbourne earlier than what you did. Now, as a senior player, you've said you've been in the list for 10 years, played 170-odd games. Could you tell our listeners, how are you going to go about that during the week? Is that something that you go to the coaches and you talk about, or you as a senior player, do you go to the younger players and point things out, or do you do it as a whole team? Can you explain how you're going to handle that one?
Yeah, thanks, Mark, first of all. But, yeah, I guess, off the top of my head, I'm just thinking of a couple of missed set shots, maybe that one with Mitch, who I think saw Sam late. I'll give him that. And I remember...
well, very politically correct, mate.
I remember kicking a hawk inside 50. I think he handballed a Tom Atkins. He might have thought it wasn't far enough, and so he thought he had to play on. So... probably just a little bit of a mindset, maybe a little bit more composure. I mean, coming off 4 days, I guess science tells us that our bodies and our minds might not be fully recovered and that kind of thing. So it's kind of hard to put our finger on, but I think there'll be some vision there available from the coaches and that players can have a look at as well and just kind of see. I don't think it was necessarily just inside 50. I think it was all over the ground. Some of our ball movement forward wasn't quite at its best. So plenty to work on. But I think overall we're pretty satisfied after tonight.
Yeah, you should be too. Hey, great explanation. There's 10 years of experience going into that answer. You picked up everything. That's easy for us. You know, we're watching from our K-Rock Hub. Easy to pick up. So thank you for that. Now, you said, rightio, you're off to play golf. Who's going with you? And what are some of the other pastimes that the boys are going to take over the next day or two to take their mind off it before they have to switch on for the Saints next Monday? So who are the golfers and what else is going on up there?
Mate, there's a lot of golf clubs up here. So I think a couple of the boys will get out tomorrow. I might head out with my brother. There's a few bikes. So I might go for a little coffee ride in the morning, put the Lycra on.
Put the Lycra there. On?
Get amongst it. So a few little activities. The weather was cracking today up here in Queensland. I think it's the same again tomorrow. But yeah, mate, a few different things. I know Luke Dalhouse was into his trade school stuff yesterday too. So we'll try and stay active physically, but keep the mind ticking over as well. It's it's a little bit of a different situation. So people kind of adjust at their own rate. Luke's injured as well, so. A lot of different scenarios and a lot of things to work through for individuals. But hopefully, if we keep winning, and well, that's kind of one way to stay happy. But kind of getting amongst each other and staying as a united group will make sure we're okay as well, I think.
Cam, will you get together as a group tomorrow night and watch the St Kilda game?
Probably not. I'll flick it on, I think, and have a look. I've seen a little bit of them this year, and they're obviously playing really good footy. So, I mean, we've kind of really set ourselves for this patch of games. I think we've got St Kilda and then Port Adelaide from memory. Can you guys confirm?
That's correct, yep. We can confirm.
good. And then we kind of don't know what's happening. So we've really set ourselves for these two games, and that starts with the Saints early next week.
Are you having a hair off with Brian Myers, Cam? You've really let it go, and even the beard as well. Did you go and sort of exchange tips with Luke McDonald on beard growth and the like?
Mate, I had a trim a few months ago, and I'll tell you, the girlfriend was happy about that. But she has come up to Queensland, so it's getting a little bit full again. So I wouldn't be surprised if next week you saw it off. But no, just on grind. I thought he was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, he was.
He's probably one that really did take his chances. He's been working really hard the last couple of weeks too. Maybe hasn't kicked as many goals in those games, but it's so handy when you have someone that bobs up and takes those chances.
Absolutely. Hey, Cam, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the hit of golf tomorrow. Maybe just go, if you haven't played for a while, maybe just the 4-iron off the tee to start. Don't go with the driver early. Just play yourself into it. You know that.
Good call, Kingy. I like it, mate. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Mark.
Good to talk.
Good.
Thanks, Cam.
Cam
Guthrie joining us there for Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.